Master of Weddings by Allie. For more information and details for the Wedding and Event Planner class, go to WeddingsByAllieLLC.com. For more information and details for the Wedding and Event Planner class, go to WeddingsByAllieLLC.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Hello, New Orleans. This is a Jack Clegg show, and this is Jack Clegg. Well, we're in the midst of Mardi Gras right now. The city is being flooded by out-of-towners, and I usually take the streetcar from where I live in Mid-City down to Carondelet, and I walk to the studio. It's a couple of blocks from there, and it's exciting to see people here that looking around, and they're so excited and waiting for what's happening. Great part of New Orleans. And we have a good show for you planned today. I'm hoping that we will have Eileen Carter and talk to her about the latest developments in the recall petition. She's been a friend of the show, and she's been on a couple of times. She's a great guest, and I hope she'll give us a call later in the show. This has been an exciting week in the national news and in the city news, but the national news has been great. Perhaps later in the show, we'll talk about Balloon Gate and what's happening with China and my opinion on what's going on. But starting off the show is something near and dear to my heart. Where I grew up, I grew up in Chicago, in part of the city, most of my neighbors, the vast majority, fit into a couple of categories. And it was all very traditional homes, mom, dad, kids, possibly a grandmother or grandfather in the same house, public schools, there were some Catholic schools, but it was a pretty much lower to middle class neighborhood. And my high school, there were 745 graduates, and there were only, I think, 30 of us that went to college right away. It wasn't a college prep area. Most of my high school friends later went to college. They got jobs right after high school, and they worked and saw that they could afford school and so forth, or they could get loans. Those were the type of loans you had to pay back, though, so different from today. They could get loans, went to school. But the two employers were generally the city of the city of Chicago, which policemen, firemen, park district, every possible trade you could imagine that did work for the city, that was a big employer. The second were the unions, electrical, Teamster. I was a Teamster for a while. The Teamsters Union, the electric plumbers, laborers, every type of construction work and maintenance work. That was a hardworking area. And so this week I heard our Secretary of the Treasury, Federal Secretary of Treasury, Pete Buttigieg, give a speech. He was attending the National Conference of Counties. This is a national conference with county representatives and executives, and they talk about a variety of issues every year, but the Secretary of Transportation, and I said Treasury, I was mistaken, I misspoke. He is the Secretary of Transportation. He attended and spoke about the infrastructure money. Now, as we all know, there are not a few million, not a few billion, but trillions of dollars going into our infrastructure. And as part of his speech, and I'm going to read you the quote that has been quoted all over the media that he had. And this is speaking to counties, represented in counties all over the country, rural and urban, about what the significant portion of the infrastructure money was. And all of these counties are going to get money, and they're going to get money to help construct, repair, maintain roads, bridges, anything dealing with the infrastructure, railways, airports, the whole nine yards. This is the plan that's in place now. So this is the quote that has been, and it certainly, and he said this, this is his direction. Quote, "We have heard way too many stories from generations past of infrastructure where you got a neighborhood, comma, often a neighborhood of color, comma, that finally sees the project come to them. But everyone in the hard hats on that project doing the good paying jobs don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood," period, close quotes. And then in last April, he gave a speech where he said, hold on a second, who's that? In April of last year, he was quoted as saying, racism, quote, "there is racism that is physically built into roads." So his job at the Department of Transportation, he is injecting race into infrastructure and so forth. And we're not, what should I say, surprised. This is a Democratic tactic, patronizing people and somehow suggesting that the federal government, which will be in charge of what happens to this money, will somehow, I guess, move forward with some kind of restrictions on who can work in hard hats. Now, that's shorthand for some kind of affirmative action for construction workers. All right. Now, you just have to think about this for a while. Okay. For the last three decades, if there have been any government projects around at all, they have involved minority subcontractors. They need to be certified. They also have to, it's called the 8A project today, or program today. They have to be certified and so forth. But the owners of these minority businesses are women, disadvantaged business entities in which African-American or other minority-owned groups get contracts. They actually get the contracts. They get preference above others to get the contracts. So is Mr. Buttigieg saying that they're not hiring African-Americans? Now, I practiced law for a long time, and I know that if you don't hire someone because of their race, you can get sued. And I don't remember that happening in the construction industry, that there were big lawsuits because certain people wanted construction jobs and the contractors wouldn't hire them. Now, it may have happened somewhere. I can't say that I did a full-on research of it, but the reference that Buttigieg made, that this happens all the time, is completely patronizing and race-baiting. Why would you do this? Why would the federal government do this? So during the show, we're going to talk about some other issues, but I wanted to bring this to people's attention. The federal government is suggesting, at least under this administration, that we're going to change who's wearing the construction hats and the high-paying jobs. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and talk about some other issues dealing with New Orleans. Thank you.
It's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hey, it's Christian. I want to tell you about my fellow American First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct. When it comes to appliances, buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Call my friends
504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go see their loaded showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Use promo code KG for free delivery.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Right. Welcome back to the Jack Clegg Show. And this is Jack Clegg. The last segment, we were talking about the disappointing, that's the nicest thing I can say, Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and how he's attempting to inject race into the construction industry, despite the fact that federal law dictates that minorities are protected, both individuals who want to get jobs, can't be discriminated on based on their race, and affirmative action for minority and, what's the magic, DBE, disadvantaged business entities. Anyway, so that was in the news, and I wanted to share that with you and my thoughts on that. Another thing that was in the news several weeks ago, but since we're getting close to the end of the recall period, I believe it's the 22nd of February, I thought I would do some research. And I remember seeing this, and at the time I saw it, I just shook my head, and I was like, oh, my God, this is this is sad. But I thought, with technology, I could share this with you. I'm not usually a Sunday morning talk show watcher on television, but I did find this. There was a television show, and you've all heard it, called Face the Nation. It's a you know, been around forever. And they had something that is just absolutely. There's a conference of mayors. They had a meeting in the conference of mayors, and these are mayors from all over, including our mayor, Mayor Cantrell, and three others. There were four mayors there, and they were on Face the Nation, facing questions. Now, what a tremendous opportunity to get some real answers to some of the questions. Now, our rural areas are not being destroyed, to the best of my knowledge. Now, I may be missing stories and whatnot, but our suburbs and rural areas seem to be kind of doing okay. But the urban areas, crime is off the charts. And it's violent crime, it's nonviolent crime, it's property crime. In many places, you have to steal more than $1,000 worth of things in order for it to be a crime, a shoplifting crime. Anyhow, so listening to this, I learned a lot. Now, the first clip we have here is from the mayor of Atlanta. Mayor Dickens was asked about crime in Atlanta, and he has a solution. So please listen to this clip.
Outcomes equals violence. And so we have to bring back laws that are sensible, common sense gun laws to be able to reduce the amount of access that people have to guns. And so you see another mass shooting and lives are lost. And my heart goes out to the people of California experiencing that. And so as Mayor Suarez mentioned, we're talking about mental health and how to make sure that we have anti-violence in our communities. We're utilizing a cure violence, you know, to bring down the retaliation and make sure we have healing in our communities to try to use policing and non-policing tactics to bring down violence. Midnight basketball, things that are, you know, summer youth employment program to help our youth, but mental health and just getting people the quality care that they need so they make wise decisions, because most of the violence that we're seeing in our communities is escalating disputes. People that are unable to resolve a conflict that's just escalated too much, and people aren't fighting or arguing anymore. They're taking their hands to their pockets and pulling out a gun, and it gets too intense and someone kills someone. And that's the violence we're seeing in America. So we have to take a whole-of-government approach to be able to bring down this violence, things that we can do to help our youth, to help our communities.
Yeah.
And that's some of the stuff that we're doing in Atlanta.
Mayor Jones, you...
Okay, that was the mayor of Atlanta. And Atlanta, like all other urban areas, is having a problem. And the problem is murder. People are murdering one another. He puts the problem on guns. Okay, I hate to go back into my personal experience, but if anybody is in their 50s, 60s, or more, they will remember exactly what I'm about to tell you. When we grew up, we had fights in high school. There were fights between guys, and we had gangs, and the gangs had fights. And for the longest time, you know, you were a bad guy when you pulled a knife. That was bad. And somebody could get cut and hurt and so forth. But fights were fights. Okay. Then, and this was in the 70s, the fights escalated. And in particular neighborhoods, they escalated, and people shot each other with guns. And we all know this. We all know this. It happened. And you can check it anywhere you want. The mayor of Atlanta seems to think it just started. And that his solution, and he's saying, well, people fight now and they use guns. Well, this has been going on, buddy, for 3 decades. Okay? And so if you want to jump on the bandwagon of taking away the Second Amendment, which a lot of people like to think about and like to say it without saying we're taking away the Second Amendment. If you want to do that, fine. I have to do this. I have to make a comment about midnight basketball. That, too, was a suggestion. Four decades or more ago, we need more community centers. We need more midnight basketball. And guess what? We have them. We have them here in New Orleans. We've had them for decades, but we still have the crime. So the connection between midnight basketball and resolving crime doesn't work, pal. It's really sad. It's a way for the city to call on the federal government to give us more money. Now, the taxpayers in Georgia and in Atlanta aren't told that part of your taxes are going to what? Build a platform of concrete that kids can play basketball in. You put a hoop on each end and a chain instead of a net, because the nets get cut down. That's not what he's saying. This is a program which will require employees and patronage. That's what they want. Okay. Now, the second clip is our mayor. Go ahead.
Highest per capita murder rate of any major city. Why?
Why is because, one, dealing with COVID-19, violence, everyone has guns. The ability or the lack of the ability to resolve a conflict without reaching and pulling a gun. Also, as it relates to accountability, you know, low-lying offenses, you know, when they don't get bail or they're not restrained, then we're just seeing how these crimes escalate. Mm-hmm. People need to be held accountable across the board, and we're seeing results, I would say. We're moving in the right direction, but I tell you, we definitely need to hold people accountable. You can't fight crime just focusing on police. Mm-hmm. It's about a system, a criminal justice system. It's about the DA, your judges, and it's about building in accountability. Everyone needs to be held accountable. And that's how we're focusing on it, holistic approach in the city of New Orleans. Definitely seeing a decline, moving in the right direction.
Well, if we're seeing a decline, I don't know how that's moving in the right direction. But that was beautiful. And if you haven't signed the recall petition and you're thinking about it, that may sway you. All right. She was asked why New Orleans is the murder capital of the United States. Now, you can quibble whether we are or we aren't, but we've got a lot of murders. Okay. What was her first instinct? What did she say? COVID-19. Now, she may know something we don't know, that somehow COVID-19 makes you lawless. Maybe it's true, but that's news to me. The second thing she said, which I hope you realized during the clip, she used the word accountable. And that the people need to be accountable 6 different times. Our mayor is not being accountable either. All right, we're going to take a break in a moment, and we'll come back with more of the same.
Rust every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, every
everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Louisiana Senior Senator Bill Cassidy says the White House botched the handling of a Chinese spy balloon that flew over the whole USA last week. During his weekly press teleconference, Cassidy says he feels the president's failure to react to the first balloon makes us look vulnerable to foreign powers and places our national security at risk.
We probably should have intercepted it before we did, and we need to be responding quickly and decisively to any threat to our airspace.
At least three other unidentified objects have been shot down in the days since. A silent alarm at the Rapides Area Drug Enforcement Unit building Sunday night alerted deputies of a break-in. Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office spokesman Tommy Carnelite says officers found 33-year-old Monica Matthews inside. She'd gotten in to use the bathroom, she told them. Carnelite says she faces several charges.
We actually charged her with burglary, criminal damage, criminal trespass, and she had a dog with her as well. And she was letting the dog run free.
Nothing was taken from the sheriff's building. This is news from LRN.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live every Saturday morning for another great season.
Hello, New Orleans. Welcome to part three of our show tonight. And I want to re-examine this wonderful clip that we had, or the two clips that we had, concerning the mayors. Now, the other two mayors that were on the program were, one mayor was from Miami, and Miami's blowing and going, doing well. Everything's great. I don't know, I guess the general ethnic background of the mayor was, he's Latin American. I don't know if he's Cuban or not. I don't know. But, and things are blowing and going in Miami. They're doing real well. And the by that I mean it's not just economic. It seems like all the disparate groups are getting together. Everybody's on the same page. It's a bit more conservative than other cities, and I'm not saying that's a reason things are together there. It's just different than what you find in other urban areas such as Chicago or New Orleans or Baltimore or New York or other places. Anyhow. So he was on, and then he had a mayor from Mesa, Arizona, which is considered one of the safest large cities in the country. But the two that stole the show for me were the mayor of Atlanta and our mayor, Cantrell, both of whom claimed that some of the problems were involved with our pesky Second Amendment, that Second Amendment and the ability to own a gun was causing people to use that gun to shoot people they were mad at. Now, to me, when you think about that, certainly no question about it. We are a well-armed nation compared with the EU, compared with South America, Africa, Asia for sure, and the rest of the world, weapons are here. And when I say weapons, guns are here. And it was so significant after we defeated the tyrannical British that James Madison and George Washington decided we've got to create a government that not only says what the government should do and breaks it into different types of responsibilities and obligations. Who votes for whom? We don't vote for Supreme Court justices. No, we don't. They get appointed. But they have to be approved by those we do vote in. We vote in the president. But the president appoints the secretaries of all the departments, including Secretary Buttigieg of Transportation, and they have to be approved by those we elect. Okay, so after creating this beautiful constitution, the checks and balances and so forth, a separate action was done. A Bill of Rights giving all the citizens, all of us equally, if you were a citizen, giving us all these rights, including the Second Amendment. And why do we have the Second Amendment? Now, I've heard since the attack on guns in the last decade, I've heard our president, say, well, you don't need all these guns to kill deer. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It has nothing to do with hunting. And anyone who thinks that or makes that argument is lying to you, or they're just ignorant. They've heard somebody else say it. The Second Amendment is a way to fight tyranny. Those are the words. And citizens are given that right. Now, the advantage and disadvantage. Well, the advantage is that when the government overreaches, they have to consider how far they can go. They may be able to cow some people, but they can't cow all the people. And this is what the Second Amendment is there for. So when the mayors of Atlanta and New Orleans and Chicago and other areas say that the problem is citizens owning guns, they're not doing their job. When they ran for mayor, okay, when they ran for mayor, I presume, now, Josh, you think I'm presuming too much to think they knew what the Constitution said when they ran for mayor? Do you think they thought that, wait a minute, I'm going to be the mayor of a city where the citizens have guns? Legally, they have guns, and they have a constitutional right to do it. And so all of a sudden there's a crime rate, and what did they conclude? Oh, my gosh, the citizens must have guns. Really? Really? Another job I had, my first job coming to New Orleans, I taught high school here in New Orleans, and that particular high school had eighth graders. And great kids, great kids. But that's the kind of argument an eighth grader would make. You know, it's everyone who ran for mayor, okay, including Cantrell, and I don't know what Dickens said when he ran for mayor, but I'll bet you he didn't say, when I run for mayor, we're going to disarm all the citizens. Because if he had said that, I think we'd have heard about it. Mayor Cantrell didn't say that. She didn't say, these pesky guns, we'll have a wonderful city if we just get the guns out of people's hands. In fact, what I think she said was, giving her the benefit of doubt, I think she said, COVID-19 was the reason we had this. And just giving her the benefit of doubt, I think she was saying, I guess, because of COVID-19, people lost their ability to resolve disputes amicably. So COVID-19 forced them to get guns if they didn't have them, or to break the guns out of the gun chest they had. And instead of arguing with their neighbor because he mows his lawn earlier than he should or whatever the reason, instead of arguing with him about that or resolving it, I think I'll shoot him. Does anybody really think that the killings that we're having here in New Orleans are the result of neighbors fighting with neighbors? I don't think so. I don't think that's what's happening here. But again, if the reason is that you had guns, when you ran for mayor, you knew everyone had guns, but now you're using that as an excuse for your failed policies. Now, you may have known, and I'm sure they did, that the police were under attack, and defunding the police was a big deal. And what did they have to say about that? Well, now when they've realized it's a problem, I think they would take back their support for defunding the police. Now, here's what I heard this week on a television broadcast about the city. What we're doing about the police department that the mayor, I don't think it was in the clip, but it was during the same television broadcast with the other four mayors, she talked about losing policemen. But they're all coming back now. And she didn't exactly say why, but she said, well, they're coming back. Again, not true. Objectively, not so. But now that there's recall petition, I guess she has to say things that might not be true. That series of that debate, if it was on Face the Nation 2 weeks ago, you can get it on YouTube and watch the whole thing yourself. And perhaps we'll put up the site at the end for our podcast. We'll go ahead and do that so that if you want to listen to it yourself and listen over and over again, I'm suggesting you don't listen too often or you'll have a breakdown. Anyway, we're done with our third segment and we'll march into the fourth after we take a break now.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember, we'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Join professional money manager Bill Gunderson for Best Stocks Now, weekdays at 11 a.m., only on WGSO 990 AM.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
All right. One of my favorite tunes. Clapton hitting that one. This is section 4 of our Jack Clegg show. This is Jack Clegg. And I think we have a caller in on hold, and we'll get to him in a moment. Remember, have a very safe Mardi Gras, and we're all praying, because we believe prayer works, that we don't have violence as we've had it in the past. And just be careful. And let's go to our caller right now. Hello.
Hey, good evening, brother and sister, pro-life parents, patriots, buccaneers, cowboys, and cowgirls. Right now, at this very moment, the Nazi Chi-Coms are planning a gigantic EMT attack and a gigantic EMD attack on our United States of America. Please, Jack, explain to our brothers and sisters just exactly what an EM attack is and an EMD attack is. All of this is a blatant act of war, a violation of our borders and airspace. All of this Red Dragon robot cyborg balloons contain nuclear and biological germ warfare bombs inside of them. Wake up, America. Amen.
Thank you. Well, that was Phil the Patriot. And I remember from years ago when I had a program, he'd call in. And Phil has now gone into the mind reading business, because in our fourth section, we were going to talk about the balloon. So thanks for calling and good points. He asked me to explain what an EMD device is as best I could. I'm not an expert in weaponry, but EMD devices, electromagnetic devices, knock out systems, whether it's an electric grid, whether it's communications, computers, anything that deals with electricity or communications is completely disabled. Red lights on highways. It renders an urban area completely chaotic. If you were here during Katrina, as I was, that would be the closest that you would see to an EMD attack, although we had electricity in many parts of the city. I was in the warehouse district then, and we did have, better than a lot of other areas, we had some power. I don't know, and I cannot confirm that, but they had EMD devices in any of the flying objects that were knocked down. And the real point that I would make is, why the secrecy? There's either secrecy or rank incompetence. Now, and when I say rank incompetence, I'm like, okay, if anyone thinks that any of those objects came here and as a coincidence they happened to fly over our missile silos, our Army bases, our Air Force bases, and if anybody thinks that that was a coincidence, they believe midnight basketball will solve crime. Okay? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. All right? So what is it that has happened? Well, the Second Amendment, as I said before, gives us the right to bear arms. But we don't have radars. We don't have jets. We don't have individual air forces so that we could go in and find out what's going on and say we, I mean the unelected citizens. We don't do that, okay? So we rely upon those people who we elect and those that are appointed by those. And we rely on the military to tell us what's happening. Is anybody in this country, anyone, satisfied with any explanation for any of this? There are a total of 4 objects that have been shot down. We don't know how any of that got here. We don't know who owned them. Now, we know the Chinese took responsibility, either a government-owned or a privately owned company, which in China there are really not that many. There are some that are privately owned, but they're controlled by the CCP. For you that don't know, the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, has a capitalist wing. They actually have people who believe in capitalism as part of the Communist Party. And they learn from them how capitalism is the greatest prosperity in the world to countries that have followed it. But they also know what our weaknesses are. And we see what's happened, I think, in my view, my opinion, these multiple objects are a test. And if you were another country, and I'm not saying they all came from China. In fact, geography would suggest that maybe they came from Russia. That's geography, which doesn't change depending on whether we're led by a Democrat or a Republican. Geography is one of those rules that exist. So what do we make of that? And what Phil says, EMDs, that is a certain threat. That is a big threat. It was a week ago, I think on Saturday, when They downed the one that they let cross over the entire United States. They downed it in South Carolina in water that was 47 feet deep. And we still don't know what it was. How could you? How? Look, myself and countless other Americans who have the great honor and privilege of working in the maritime industry know about salvaging things, know about diving, know about these things. It's hard to explain how something this significant, we don't have any answers. Okay, what happened? Well, they shot some more of them down. While they were shooting the other things down, what were they doing with the thing that they shot down off of the coast of South Carolina? So I did hear one of the legacy networks say, well, they've got bad weather. Really? Really? So our Navy SEALs, they called them and they said, I'm sorry, I'm not coming to work today. It's a little chilly out there. I'm not going to dive today. It's a little cold. Really? If we don't have trust in our leaders, we have some real problems. They can't be fixed by midnight basketball. These are real problems. So, and I don't mean to pick on the mayor of Atlanta. He's probably a great guy, and maybe he misspoke. But that was in the show. We heard what he said. That kind of thinking, missing the point, and giving the populace, you're on TV, and you're asked a question, and you come up with COVID-19 causes our crime problem, or midnight basketball and taking everyone's guns are somehow going to turn lawless areas into lawful areas. Nobody believes that. No one believes it. And you insist on continuing to say it? That's the one advantage in the technology age. I mean, we've gone from the Industrial Revolution to the technology. Everyone has a phone. We can check these things if we want to all the time. And I suggest that we maybe do it more often. See what's being said out there. Anyway, Phil, thanks for the call. And I hope I did a fair job of explaining what an EMD is. Anyway, have a very safe Mardi Gras and enjoy yourself. But please be careful. Good night.
Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.